Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Yud Ches. Arachin Daf Yud Ches. But for a moment, again, I had put up from the last cycle, and yesterday's was new, and I thought I had started from the proper place, but it seems like I missed a couple of lines. So let's just go back on Tez Zayin Amud Beis. We're just going to do 5 lines, and then be able to do back to Daf Yud Ches. So I apologize, but let's do that now. Tez Zayin Amud Beis. I started with the wrong Ad Heichan. So we go about a little more than halfway down, 2-3 quarters of the way down. Ad Heichan lo Yeshana. I think that's what we skip this part. So let's do this part about Achsanoi. Ad Heichan lo Yeshana Adam Achsan Yishalo. As we said before, how far does one have to go in terms of Tochachas? This was a parallel. How far does one have to go in terms of not changing his Achsanya? Right? If Derech Eretz, if he goes to a certain hotel or stays at a certain inn, then he should go back there on the way back, as we know Rashi quotes in Bereishis. So Rav Amar Ad Ka, you stay until he actually hits you. Until he hits you, Rashi, Achiyakev Alvayis Zachsonoi, Os Ishto, or his wife, right? Until he hits you, meaning you try to stay there until it's really impossible to stay there, as we'll see why. It's so important, as the Gemara is going to say. Ushvul Amar Achi Efshilu Lo Kelev Lachar. Until they take your stuff and they put it behind you and they ask you to leave. So extremes. Baka Dide Kuliamalo Pligi. Everybody agrees that if you're getting hit, so then, of course, you can leave right away. You know, that's it. So that's not a machlokas. Bavshalas kelev achor kuliyam lo nami lo pligi. And also, throwing out your kelim. Also, there's no machlokas there. Everybody says you can leave at that point. Ki pligi ba'akad de debisu. The machlokas is by hitting of his wife. Who's the his? Good question. Rashi had said, ache yake, and the first line was, Balabayas hits the Achsanoi or his wife, which sounds like, whose wife is this? So the Ein Yaakov is Medayik, that this must mean the Balabayas' own wife. But again, you might have read the Gemara as, until they hit the Achsanoi's wife. Marsavar, what would be the machlokas? Marsavar, kivid lidi de lo mitzar le manafke le mina. One would say, well, he's not getting hit, only his wife's getting hit, so he has to suffer with it and not leave. Well, Marsavar, asla drudin. The other one said, no, it's still torrid. Very difficult to understand if this is the Oreach's wife. What, if your wife's getting hit, then you still have to stay there and possibly suffer through it? Right, that is not what we believe. That's not what the Gemara says in Yevamos. And we know the words of the Rambam, as I've quoted in the past, what I like to call the refrigerator Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Perek Tesvav and Hilchas Ishus, where the Rambam describes the relationship, the idyllic relationship between a husband and a wife, and how they're supposed to treat each other. More than ourselves. Love her like yourself. Be marbe, spend money on your wife. Always speak softly to her. Is not angry, not upset. Just be nice and chizuk. And then the Rambam says the other way. Mahaleches, betavas libo, umurachekas kol sheyisna. And it should be that each of them think of the other one as the king and the queen. Vizeu derech benos Yisrael, ubenei Yisrael hakadoshim, hatahorim bezivugan. The holy, pure couples that are in Am Yisrael, ubedrachem elu ye yishuvan no'eh umeshubach. And through these ways of honoring and respecting each other, so their yishuv, their bayis neman that they're building will be no'e mushubach. So that does not fit with this discussion of, well, as long as, if your wife's going to get it, not you. So that's why the Ein Yaakov says, it doesn't have to do with your, it's talking about the husband's wife. Meaning, if your stay there it has to do with the Baal Bayis' wife. If your stay there is becoming impossible, they're abusing you, then leave. But what if they're treating you fine, but you see the husband and wife are not getting along with each other? The hosts and abusive. The question is, do you get involved or do you just leave? That's the question that is dealt with here by the ATOs. He's medayik in the Rashi. Right? The Rashi, if they're hitting your wife, then for sure leave. Ki pligi kishemaka balabayas es ishto shel atzmo. Ubivada yishlo lorech tsar mizeh. Obviously, the Oreach feels bad about this, and he has pain. And maybe he'll get into a fight with the Baal Habayis. How are you treating your wife? Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved in the fight when he comes out of the palace. So one opinion says, given to the day, one says, there, it's not your issue to always have to get involved, as long as you're having an okay time. So the husband and the wife are not getting along, but you can stay there. And the other one says, not a good idea. Not a good idea. And again, we will learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that maybe we should get involved. Remember, the Torah Shebichsav mentions what is the first thing we know about Moshe Rabbeinu. First thing we know about Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebichsav, is he breaks up three fights. He goes out first day from the palace, and what happens? He sees a Mitzri hitting a Jew, and he kills the Mitzri. Ve'yabayom Hasheni, he goes out, and what does he see? Two Jews fighting, and he gets involved. And finally, he runs away to Midian because he was found out, and he was reported to Paro, and the Medrash says that he was caught, and that he was going to be executed, and he got away. He runs to Midian, and what's the first thing he does? He's a fugitive. You would think he would keep a low profile. No. He goes to the well, Times Square of Midian, and he pushes away the abusive shepherds and saves the girls, saves the daughters of Lot. What is Moshe doing? So the Mefarshim explain. Nechama Leibowitz has this in her Sefer, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu cannot stand idly by when there's an injustice being occurring in front of him. Whether it's Jew and Jew, Jew and non-Jew, or non-Jew and non-Jew. Three different examples. Moshe Rabbeinu has to get involved because he answers to a higher authority. It doesn't matter if everybody else is doing one thing. He knows this is wrong. Moshe's going to stand up for what he believes in. And that's what the Eitz Yosef here seems to say. But that's the issue here about if the people are involved in fighting with each other, right? Can you leave? Because on the other hand, as we'll see, look at the next line of the Gemara. The Kol Kach Lama, what's the issue? Why is it so difficult? Why shouldn't you leave unless you have to? Domar Mar Achsanoi Pogi Menifkam. Because a guest leaving affects himself and obviously damages the reputation of it's Nifkas Pogim because he has to find a new place, but it's Pogim, it damages the reputation of the host. And we have to be so careful in terms of affecting others' reputations. So careful, again, in our day and age also, with, how we, there's on the internet, there's all these rating systems and how we comment about, other people's, items and services. We have to be so careful. Like Gemara says, even if it's difficult, but if it's not hurting me directly, so maybe I don't because I'm worried about his reputation. Right, what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Right, Keser Shem Tov Olal Gabeyem. That's the most important. We have to be cognizant of our reputation and not to affect others. And that's the issue relating to the Achsanya. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Minayin Shelo Yishana Adam Achsani Shelo. What's the source of this? Is there a source in the Torah relating to this? So the Gemara says, yes, Min HaTorah Shnei Amar El HaMakam Asher Hayesham Ahalo. Bitchila, he went to the place Avram, where his tent was originally. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, Vayelach Lamasaav. Different Makaros, my Benayu, Iga Benayu, Achsanoi da Akroi. What if you're not a visitor that's always there, you have to be there once in a while. So Ahalo is, sounds like it's Kavua. It's his Oel is always there. Masaav was whenever he travels, it would even be, Achsanoi da Akroi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin, How does one know, says Rabbi Yochanan? Again, this isn't a halacha. This is like advice in certain cases that you should go into the occupation of your forefathers. Again, it's not a tzivui, just it's a reality. That Chiram from Tzor, Ben Ishal Manahu, Mimata Naftali, Vaviv Isori, Charesh Nechoshes, that Chiram and his father were in the same profession. They were these carpenter, raw materials, men. V'yam Amar Yimei Mibez Don, and his mother was even from Don, who was also involved in building, as we know, V'ksiv V'ito Ahali Esalviyab and Achisamach, L'mate Don. The Ben Yoyada notes, why is it that, a person would be, it would be good to go into your father's profession? Nearly B'siyata D'shmaya Hatam Kol Bali Umnis, Yeish L'makirin. Connections. If your father has all the connections of the people in the field, then he could just go right in and fit right in. Shakur and Mamil, Shehemo Sim Kaliskam Ayados. You have the connections. The Komashi Yarech Zman Harbe Umnis Yarbe Makirin. The more you are in the business, the more connections that one has. And therefore it can make it easier for you. Rabbi Yochanan is just giving some advice. Inami, Al Yishanam Yumnas Avosav Al Pi Ki Al Pi Arov Al Umnim Is Palam Tamid. Maybe your father wants you to go into that. Inami, or Umnes Avosav, Hergom Babi Kanuso. You're used to it. You're used to the issues. You know the issues. The Kimin Shapasach Eneb Malachazu, Eno Katzba, the Yates of Libo Bavaza Mela, Yates Miyado, Malacha Kiflaim. You're used to the issues and you can get over it. Again, it might be, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying a halach, it might be just the opposite. Sometimes children see the issues that in their father's profession and the Dafka don't want to go into what their father goes into. You know, my father's an accountant, my father's a lawyer, my father's a rabbi, my father's whatever it is. You know, it might be not. So again, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying a halacha that you have to do, but he's just giving advice. And again, whatever lamaisa, you know, one is involved in, generally the rule I would suggest is, as many say, that the child, the parent should not be forcing any type of profession on the child. The child picks, and the parent supports the profession that the child chooses. Okay, and then we got up to Arecha Tachlis Yisurin. That was a Hosafa, so we now finished that to Zion Amid Beis. Now let's go back to Daf Yud Ches, where we are up to on Yud Zion Amid Beis. So if you remember, we are talking about rich and poor, and in terms of what type of Erech a person is chayef to give or not, depending on his financial status. So we last darshan that the word who, Reb Yehuda says, that you have to be an ani throughout. If at any stage in the development a person is an usher, so then he has to give the erech of an usher. Achi, hey, right, the pasuk said, v'imachu me'arkecha, achi him b'makuso, mitchiloso va'atsofo. He's in his mach state from the beginning to end. So the Gemara says, really, every time it says the word who, it means that? What about by mitzorah? So we say, no, specialty by mitzorah, that it's not true. So now we're up to the next question. Five lines, six lines up from the bottom. Elamiyata v'hu aid. It says that when a person is an aid, ach v'hu aid, achi he kasher mitchiloso va'atsofo. So does that mean that he has to be an aid, he has to be a kasher la'edus from the beginning of the process to the end of the process? He has to be kasher the whole time? V'chitei machanam. And if that's true, then he has to be kosher from when he sees it and through the time that he testifies about it. But Vatanya, but didn't we learn in the following Braisa, the end of Baba Basra, Hayodea lo be'edus, achelo nasa chasno. A person knows edus about someone, and he's kosher. But then, guess what? He marries the guy's daughter. V'nasa chasno, he becomes his son-in-law. So at the time of the edus, he can't testify anymore, because now he's related. Pikeach v'nischaresh, he was a pikeach. He was sane, and he had all his faculties. He was a pikeach v'nischaresh, and then he became a mute, a deaf mute. Cheresh means different things in different contexts. Pasuach v'nistama, he was able to see, and then he became blind. Shafui v'nishtavte, he was mentally stable, and then he became a shote. In all these cases, he's a pasul. In all these cases, he's pasul to give testimony, because at the time that he has to give testimony, he's in a royal edus. He's a labardas. Aval hay yodelo edus achlo nasa chasano. But if he knew at the time of the re'iyah, he was kosher to give edus. V'nasa chasano, then he became pasul edus. But then before the testimony, he got married, and then Rachmana Lislan, the wife, died. So now he's not related anymore. V'achar kach mesa bito. So he was kosher, then pasul, then kosher. Or pikeach v'nischaresh v'chazon v'nispakeach. Same thing. He was able to give testimony. He was a pikeach, and then cheresh, and then not. Pasuch v'nistama v'achar kach v'nispateach. He saw. He lost his vision, then he saw again. Shafu v'nishtate v'chazon v'nishtafe. He had a stage of shtus in the middle. Kosher, in all these cases, it's okay. Zeklal, as the pasuk, as the klal is, kosher tchiloso v'sofo b'kashos kosher. As long as at T1 and T2, you're okay. Shas re'i and shas hagada, that's fine. You don't have to be straight through, even if you have a shah of pasulos in the middle. Kasha, but didn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda Svara of the word who? It is. It constantly is from the beginning to the end. This is not what we said by Arachin. So here, why don't we darshan it the same way? So the Gemara again says, it's a special gzeiras hakasif here. Shaini hasam da'amakra o ra'ah im lo yagid. Beri'iya v'hagada tala rachmana milsa v'ha'ika. Because the Dafka uses the lashon of ra'ah and yagid. Ri'iya and hagada. So you see, those are the two crucial moments in this time of giving edus. And you have them, and therefore it doesn't have to be straight through. Just those two times are enough. Interesting, this is pasuk, as the Gemara just quoted, is the source for the mitzvah of giving edus. Mitzvah of giving edus doesn't say anywhere in the Torah explicitly, you have a chiyuv to give testimony. No, it says it in a kind of backhanded way. Right, in Parshas Vayikra, where it talks about the carbon of Shuas HaEdus, it says that if you don't give testimony, you will bear sin. But the Rambam and the Chinuch both count that as a mitzvah aseh d'orais. So the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Eidus, the Rambam discusses that there are eight mitzvos that he's going to discuss. Three aseis and five los aseis. But the first mitzvah, number one, he writes in the Koteret of Hilchas Eidus, La ha'id bebezdin, l'mishe yodea lo Eidus. So mitzvah d'orais is to give testimony for any of those, anybody who knows testimony. Obviously, you don't know testimony, you're not bar hagada. And again, this is not one of the mitzvahs that, I should run and try to do every mitzvah. If I don't know any testimony ever in my life, then I'm never in the situation of the mitzvah. Mitzvahs doesn't mean we don't do all the mitzvahs, right? Some mitzvahs are kohanim, some mitzvahs are the melech. Right? So as we've said often, this is not one of those chiyuv Chovas mitzvah, but it's a kiyama mitzvah. If I'm in this situation, then I do it. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Ha'ed mitzuvah lahad bebezdin b'chaleidah sheyodea. He's mitzuvah, bein be'edah sheyichayi v'chaveiro, bein be'edah sheyizakeuba. Whether it's good for my friend or not good for my friend. Whether it's going to help him or whether it's going to be mechayivim. V'hu, and then the Rambam adds, v'hu sheyitve'enu lahad b'dinim amanis. The Rambam is mechalik between amanis and nefashos. By dinim amanis, one is only chayiv to give edus when there is a tevia. The Mefarshim wonder why this is. Maybe without a tefiah there would be implicit mechila. Doesn't tovea him. But either way, the Rambam says here and in the Chinuch also, only if there's a tefiah. Shnei Amar v'hu edo ra'o yada imo yagid v'nasa avono. That is the Rambam here. The Mefarshim wonder about this because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he discusses the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of edus, but there's also a lo sa'aseh. What lo sase has to do with this? There's a lo sase of lo samot al damrei echa. Do not stand idly by while the blood of your friend is being spilled. So we know that. If somebody's drowning, you have to save them. But the Rambam also says in mitzvah, lo sase reish tzadi zayin, shehiziranu mehisrashel, patzalas nefesh achad miyisrael. Kishenireyu besakanas hamaves, o ahefsid, v'yelonu yicholas latzilo. I'm warned from being lazy. Mehatzalas nefesh from saving somebody, if I don't go and save somebody from death or from money, and I could save him. Kemosha yia tovea b'mayim, v'yanachnu neidal l'schos, I know how to swim, v'nuchal latzilo. If I know how to swim, I have to go save him. O yia goy mishtadel lahargo, v'yanachnu nuchal levatel machshavaso. O litchos yuen nisko, to save him from damages, not from just death damages. And that's what we have to do, losam al adam riecha. And then the Rambam adds, v'kfar amru, shemi sheyichvosh edus, T'chaloleyu gam kein zos ha'azhara. If somebody is kovesh eduso, that also is included in this. Ki hu roem mamon chaveru oved. He sees. He knows that his friend, I can testify to give Reuven money. And hu yachol achzir elav b'amru hemes. And I can say it, and I can get him his money back. V'far ba bazei enyan gam kein. Im lo yagiv en asav ono. Right, v'lashon sifra minayin imato yodea lo edus she'enata raishai lishtoka le'al tamalom or lo samal adam riecha, that if you know edus and minayin, right, pashtus is right. You might have said that that's only about nefashos, but the Rambam quotes it in this context of mamonis. So the achronim wonder why the Rambam in Hilchos Edus says that the mitzvah of edus is only if after a tevia, but if it's included in lo samal adam riecha, then it should be right away, even if there's no tevia. Right, it's not just if somebody asks. So there's various answers given. You know, one might suggest an answer that also we've mentioned in the past from Rav Asher Weiss. He writes in many contexts that sometimes there are, even within mitzvahs d'oraisa, there are mitzvos and there are, in the category of the mitzvah, nigrorin achar ha-mitzvah. That things that are included, but it's not the ikar part of the mitzvah. He always quotes the mitzvah of achilas kachem, mitzvah peites, in the Rambam. There's a mitzvah of achilas kachem, which includes eating chatas, eating asham, kachi kachem, eating mincha is a separate one, and the Rambam says also included in this is eating kachi kalim. So it's clear that it's a secondary level. It's not the same level. It's kachi kalim. So it's included in the mitzvah, but it's not the ikar part of the mitzvah. And you have many examples of that. Bal tashchis. Bal tashchis, the Rambam says, destroying fruit trees. And what happens if I destroy anything else and I'm just destructive in my behavior? I'm going to get makas mardus. The Rambam seems to say it's included in the daraisa, but I'm only going to get makas mardus. Why? Because, again, things that are nigra achra mitzvah can be included, but it doesn't dafka mean that it's going to have the same exact halacha as the ikar part of the mitzvah. So it could be that the ikar mitzvah is the Haggadah's Eidus. And Mamanus, Losamon Adam Reyecha, the ikar of Losamon Adam Reyecha is that you have to save somebody's life, you have to save somebody from getting damaged. Eidus is included, but maybe it's more of the nigrar, and therefore wouldn't have the same exact halachas. The Ramban in the Kutras Dina de Garmi, the Nebuki Yosef also quotes this, the Ramban has a totally different idea about the Rambam writes this in the Kuntras Dina de Garmi, and that is, he says, it's part of Gemilus Chesed. Okay, not Stam Chesed, regular Chesed is not counted as a mitzvah d'araisa, right? The Rambam Hilchos Avel, Bikur Cholem, Nicham Avelum, Hachnasas Kala, all of those are mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, included in the larger rubric of Atzel Recha Kamocha. But the Ramban says, Hagodas Eidus is Mitam Gemilus Chesed. So it must not mean Davka Chesed. It's mandated Chesed. It's mandated Daraisa Chesed. And he compares it to giving Tztaka and the like. But it's an important Ramban, much discussed Ramban by the Mefarshim, It's a little bit about the chiyuv of Haggadahs, chiyuv of Haggadahs Eidus. One final point, and then we'll get to the next piece. The Zayin LaTorah of Sirotzkin discusses why the mitzvah of Eidus is not said in such a forward way, such a backhanded way. If you don't give testimony, why doesn't it say give testimony? Why doesn't it say it outright? So he says very psychologically, it's hard for us to get involved into things that are not ours, right? Reuben and Shimon have a discussion. I happen to be able to help somebody out, but the other guy's not going to be happy with me, right? I'm getting involved in a riv lo li. I happen to be able to help, but it's so comfortable. So the Torah knows that. The Torah demands it. It's a mitzvah. But the Torah doesn't say it in the way to, you know, dafka, you know, to do it in a command way. So it's hard. And that's also why there's a carbon olive yored he talks about, right? Oy vavoy. Vailo, he says, Vailo, im yomar, Vailo, im lo yomar. V'gam ein lo shum hanoa me'avono. L'ficha chikid l'tor b'tshuvaso, v'afilo amazed. And that's why also he adds, even b'mezid, you can bring a carbon. Usually a carbon is only b'shogeg, but here, even b'mezid, Shua say this, you lied b'mezid and you swore, you could also get niskaper with a carbon. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so, v'hu is okay. We saved Rabbi Yehuda. Here too, it doesn't violate his principle of v'hu always meaning straight through. V'ela v'hu lamali. So, what does the v'hu then teach me in the context of Haggadahs Eidus? L'kidatanya, it's the following, getting into sugyas of Shuas Eidus in the fourth paragraph of Shuas, Rasi Yeshabri Adam. Omdim, ve'eda b'neim, I see ten people in a group. Two of them are my Eidim. Some of them are my Eidim, not all of them. V'yamar, and we know the carbon of Shuas Eidus is only obligatory if it was Hushba, there was a Shvua. So if somebody says to the whole group, V'yamar mashbiani aleichem, im yodim atem li Eidus atavo v'teiduni. I'm mashbia you, that if you know Eidus for me, you better come and tell me. So is that called a personal hashba'a by the Toveya? So, no. Yochol yu chayavid, you might think that's called a hashba'a, tamalomar, but who aid? Farei lo yichid eidav. He wasn't miyachid. He didn't specify. And for shvuas ha'edus, it has to be specified, not just the whole group. Yochol afilo omar, call me, but if you use the lashon of any one of you, who knows? Not just all of you, who knows? But any one of you, that is good enough. Tamal Omar, v'hu eid, far yichid eidim. That's good enough for yichud. Good enough for yichid eidim. Good. So here you need yichid eidim. Remember the Gemara says elsewhere. The Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph in Kiddushin, daf mem gimel or so, the Gemara says the favor is that you don't need yichud eidim when it comes to Kiddushin. You don't need yichud eidim. You're miyached eidim. Because, you know, it's Eidim is Eidim, even if they're not Miyuchad. The Ritva there, important comment to the Ritva, the Pische Tshuva on Evan Ezer quotes this Ritva. The Ritva there says, you only don't need Yichud Eidim by marriage if there are no Psulim that are there. But if there are Psulim that are also watching, so then you have to be Miyachid Eidim. Why? And there's always Psulim nowadays, right? There's family members under the Chuppah watching along with the Eidim. So why would you need that? Why would you need to be miyached, so says the Ritva, that's the chilik between Eidei Birur and Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Birur, who are only there to be mevarer, what happened afterwards, then there are Eidim, they become an Eid B'Shas Haggadah. B'Shas, they're mevarer. And therefore, even if Psulim are a group there, that's okay. But by Eidei Kiyum, where the Eidim are needed to be there to say that, not just to prove it afterwards, but the event halachically requires them to be there, their presence adds an element to the event, that halachically the event didn't take place unless they were there, so then they're eidim b'shas re'iyah. And therefore, you have to be miyached, so they're not really eidim. That's the Ritva. Again, some have the practice of being miyached literally. The Chassid says, you are the eidim to the exclusion of everyone else here. Others say that no, right? When you call up the eidim, that's already yichud eidim, right? These are your eidim, you call up the eidim. Mechubid, you know, these two people, so that's already yichud eidim by the Chassid made the MC, the shliach, so to speak, and you don't need to do more than that. Okay, weiter. If you remember, the Mishnah had the machlokas, but by karbanos, you don't say that. The Mishnah back in the beginning of the parak, machlokas, Tanakama and Rebbe, and we had a machlokas, whether there is a machlokas there, between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Rebbe's lashon was, af be'erichin kain, even by erichin, but the Tanakama had said, avo be'karbanos ain't okay. But by karbanos, you go by if somebody promises to bring a carbon of a certain person, they have to bring the carbon of that person. But then the end of the Mishnah said, aviv meis v'niach lo ribo, the end of the vechulu, this is going on. If the father left him a lot of money, so then he's still considered poor. Says the Gemara, why is that? Aviv meis v'niach lo ribo ashru. If you left him 10,000, then he's an ashir. Amar Rabbi Avo, ema meiniach lo ribo. He is leaving him. Doesn't mean that he has left him. Rashi, sh'adayin lo meis aviv. His father didn't die yet. Aval asidu lo niach lo. He's going to. So Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. It's not his yet. His father has it, so he's not in ashir. What's the chiddush? Kishaya aviv goseis. Maybe the chiddush is the father's a gosei. So the father's a gosei, so you might have thought, at the time, as Rashi says, that the coin is marech. So, ma'od etema, rov gosin lemisa. We might have thought, well, since rov gosin are going to die, so then what? Then we might as well wait, or no. Doesn't sound that way. Or, consider it ke'ilu, he has it already, because it's already earmarked for him, because the father's a gosei. Kamash balan, we don't say that, and we say that right now he's an ani, he doesn't have it yet, and therefore, we are ma'arachim as an ani. Tosfos here quotes Rashi. Pirish bekuntris. Avo ba'arachin bedas ha'koin tal yarachmana v'ichazi da'aviv goseis eino ma'arichu ha'shiyamis aviv. Whoa. Rashi says, the father's a goseis, so you'd wait. Tosfos says, v'lo nehira. That's not what the Gemara sounds like. Right, he quotes a version of Rashi. We'll see later on. What does the Mishnah, the Gemara say? Ain behektish ela makom avashaito. Hektish is determined by the here and the now, in this moment, and as we're going to see it also in a few moments. So you don't wait. Lachain Tosva says. Lachain skipping a couple of lines. Lachain nira lari to lokoi ela lokoi avol bakarbanos enokain ames aviv ela hadala elkoi. V'sol milzad Rabbi Yehudi, and therefore he argues, you do not wait in that. In that regard. Regarding Goseis, right, the Rove Goseis and Lemisa, that is true. Rove Chol and Lechaim and Rove Goseis and Lemisa, that is the first line of Meseches Smachos. Meseches Smachos, also called Evel Rabasi, one of the Meseches Ketanos, right, the first line of Meseches Ketanos, Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph, of Meseches Smachos, which is a euphemism, is HaGoseis Harayu Kachai Lechol Davar, La'olam. Right? He's a kechayla chal davar. Rove goes in. What's going to happen to him is lamisa, but he's kechayla chal davar. Zokek liyibim, poter menayibim, machal betruma, posel betruma, nochal lamanchil. He's considered, and you're not allowed to do anything to him. You're not allowed to touch him, because you might cause him to die a second earlier, and therefore, that would be murder. Halacha dalid. Ma'amsin es eni agoseis v'hanogeabo, umeziza hariz ashofech damim. Shofech damim. Right? If you touch him, shayir meir, omer, mashal, and ner, shayim taftaif. A candle that's just flickering. You touch it a little bit, you extinguish it. You do a little bit, the candle's flickering, you can't touch it. You can't touch it, that's the beginning. And then you get into a lot of the other halachas related to death, avelus. That's what's discussed. But, I haven't mentioned it in a long time, but if you look in the beginning of Meseches Machos, it's fascinating, there's a brisa stuck at the beginning of it, which seems to not have a connection to Meseches Machos. Where does this brisa come from? It's printed at the beginning of Meseches Machos, in the back of Meseches Avodah Zarah. The brisa says, Vayihi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem yikol kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem dimakas b'choros, v'ksiv kili kol b'chor, b'yom akosi kol b'chor, right, it's my b'chor, b'yom akosi, talks about, at b'chibachatzia laila, the b'chor Hashem smote, and then the next pasuk says b'yomakosi. So ask the brisa: is it the night that Hashem dubakas b'chor is at night, right? B'chibachatzia laila, or by day b'yomakosi? Amar Reb Yochanan, afal pishayiko osam makas maves b'chatzia laila. Even though he smote them at midnight, ha'isa nafsha mifarperes b'hem araboker. Their nefesh didn't leave until the morning. Mashal Hed Yod Omer Nasata Paslanar Hodas Imo. When you give something to a child, they'll let the mother know. So Hashem wanted to let them know. Avakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Odia Lebanai Hamisa Hamishatekas Hazos Sheson Eyem Hech Mesimbo. I want the Bnei Yisrael to see. Elatishma Nafshosam Anabokeh Deshiyiru Banai Bison Eyem. That's the Brisa. What is this Brisa doing here at the beginning of Meseches Smachos? So that's the question of the Nachlas Yaakov. The Nachlas Yaakov, the Achron at the bottom of the Meseches Smachos here. Yesh l'daktek, l'ma heviak drusha, l'ascholos Meseches Zu. Kivan de'em bazeh ha'drush nafkus l'nyindina. Meseches Smachos is all halacha. What is this? So he says, nirali li'yashev, demindrusha zos yesh smach v'raya, l'ascholos Meseches Zu. This braisa is a lead-in to the first line of Maseches Machos. Why? Because the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes says that a certain heretic, Yesher B'Yavahu, Elokechem Kohen, who your God is a Kohen, as it says, V'yichuli Truma. So when he buried Moshe, what was he Tovel in? He had to bury Moshe. So B'may Tovel. V'chitim, and if you want to say B'maya, Mikhaksiv, Mimadav, Shalomayim, Hashem, there's no water in the world that Hashem can fit in. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yavo answered him, Benura, Dechsiv, Benura, in fire, in fire. Umi salka tfilusa, yes. Ikr tfilusa is benura. Fine. And then, that's the Gemara. Tosfos there, Sanhedrin Lamed Tes asks, but why didn't he ask him, how could he have been Matami himself in the first place as a Kohen? How could he have Matami himself to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hech nitma, disa nikru banim lamakom. Answer, because it's first primary relative. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matami himself for Moshe? Primary relative. He was a son. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokecha. Good. But, one second now, it says Vanachos Yaakov. If that's true, then we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did he do Makas Bechoros? If he's a Kohen and he was Matami himself, by the Mitzriim, Mephizi Yesh Lahakshos, Gavim Makas Bechorim, Tichsiv Hashem Yikoko Bechor, Shehu Ba'atzmo Bechvodo Hemisotam, Kidrashos Hamakid, like we say in the Haggadah, Ani Hashem Velo Ashliachim, Kid Kasha Koshizatosus. Heich Timei Atzmo, the Alzelo Shayach Teretatosis. It's the Egyptians. So you can't give the answer of Bunim. Amnam ha. That's the Brisa. The Brisa says they were ghosts of sin until the morning. But that would prove that ghost says is not Metame, he's Kachai L'chol Dvarav. Im Kein Lo Kashamidi, Kivin the Mikoch, Rum Yedahani Kroi, Muchad, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shavi, ghosts of sin. Lo Kashamidi, Koshizatosis. That's an exact lead in to the first line of the Masechta. Ha ghost says, how are you Kachai L'chol Dvar? Amazing. That's the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the Maseches Smachos. Good, let's continue now. After the Goses. Svinaso Bayam, the next line of the Mishnah, Vavalo Bribuos. Again, it said that even if he has a boat in the sea and he has Ribuos, so Ashirhu, if he has so much assets, so many assets in the seas, then what do you mean? He's an Ashir. Amar of Chisak, Shashem is Muchkeres and Muskeres Biadachirim. No, the case is where the boat is not his. It's leased out, it's rented out. And it's by others. Rashi, ve'ein lo betocha klum. He has nothing on the boats. El eschara, he has the boats, and they're rented out. They're rented out. So he has nothing on the boats. It's the boat itself, and the boat is not his right now. It's leased out. Ve'ikas chiras, aye, but he gets money. He gets rental fees. So why isn't that considered make him an ashir? Schiras, ein al mishtalem, es el basof. No, but schiras, sugya in Shas, right, is only payable lebasof. It's payable at the end of the schira. So until that time, he's not an ashir. He's not owed it yet. He doesn't have it yet, and therefore he's not considered an ashir right now. There is a discussion in the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin. What does it mean basof? How basof do you need? Right, a schira is when he finishes his work or when he gives it back. How much is that? The Ritva discusses this in Memchesam and Beis in Memchesam and Aleph in Kiddushin. Where it says there, Mar Savar Ein El Skiris El Basof Pirish Besof Kishemach Zero Levilim, says the Ritva. When he gives it back, Di Besof Kishishlim Melachto, because if it goes by when the Melacha was finished, so then when he finishes the Melacha, it's Ki'ilu, he owes it to the person, and that wouldn't work for Hilchas Kiddushin purposes, because it turns into a Milveh, and then when he gives it back, it's Mekadesh B'Milveh, so it wouldn't work there. But anyway, that's the Ritva there, Dafko, when he gives it back to the Bailim. And that's what Rashi also says there. The Meiri quotes the Ravid there in Kiddushin that maybe it was when he would already just finished the clean. You got to work out the Ritva's problem that he has with that. But that's the Ein Leschiras El Basof. Says the Gemara V'Tepek Lemishem Svina. What about the boat itself? He owns the boat, so the Schiras is not his yet, but he owns the boat. Hamanir Balazar Hiditznan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Imaya Iker Nosan Litzimdo V'Chamar Nosan L'Chamoro. We know that doesn't count. We'll see later on that when they measure how much when somebody gives a chayrim and how much the hektash could take from it and arachin, you basic necessities you leave by him. They don't count that in the ashirah scale. So here, this is part of his making a living, and therefore you wouldn't count that in the ashirah scale. Good. Mishnah. Hashanim benidar keitza. Next line of the first Mishnah said, the shanim, the fourth and fifth word of our perek, shanim goes by the nidar. Keitzad, yelach erach zakein, no sin erach zakein. A yeled that is marach the zakein, then you have to give the zakein, because that's what he said he was going to give. Zakein sherech is a yeled, no sin erach yeled. Ha arachin benerach keitzad. And what about arachin goes by the ne'erach, the object Ish erecha isha, nosin erech isha. V'isha she'erecha ish, nosin as erech ish. Right? You give the one that is said about. V'ha erech nizmana erech, ketzad. It goes by the zman of the erech, ketzad. How does that work? Ke'erichu pachos mi ben chamesh. If you amarech him before he was 5 years old, v'na'ase yesra ben chamesh. And then he grows up, and now he's more than ben chamesh. You give at the time that he was estimated. That's what it goes by. It goes by the time of the estimation, and it doesn't matter what or kizmana erech. The Yeshiva Gebetzah changes it to. That's what we go by. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Where do we know that from? Aktal hikshesa damim le'arachin. The Brisa says that damim and arachin, right? It says neder ve'erkecha in the pasuk. So we compare damim, which is neder, and arachin. In what way? Hekesha damin la'arachin, margolis lekalim. What does that mean? That we make the pearl for the poor. What does that mean? Margolis lekalim, says Rashi. Margolis lekalim, diazlinan bimargolis basar kalim, dichsiv, ba'arachim, anasanas aracha bayamahu, fedashina lekaman, kedei shalo yishem, margolis lekalim ani, sheerach atzmo, ubako en laharicho, vishlo margolis, shavet lamit sloim. If he has a pearl, that's worth a lot. But right now he hasn't given it yet. He hasn't, sold it yet. Ein omrim. Imagine osvash yalu lakrach sheisham ashir. He could bring it to somewhere else to get more money for it. Right? So is he called an ashir? No. V'hu yiknana b'nun slaim. Hilva nun slaim yeshlav yitin erach shalem. No. Ein omrim kain, says Rashi. V'ein lehekdash al makoma v'shaito, as we're going to have later on also. Hekdash is right now. This spot, right now you can only sell it for 30, not for 50. So therefore we're makil for the poor. Kalim here means poor in that sense. So le'inyin. So akut, you were marech damim la'arachin margolis la'kalim. So just like by arachin you determine right now, right here, so it's worth 30. So too by damim. If somebody says, I'm going to give the value of this margolis to the Beis HaMikdash, so then you don't say, oh, how he could sell it in another place. How he can sell it here? He can sell it for 30. That's all he owes to the Beis HaMikdash. So you compare damim to arachin regarding determining the pearl for the kalim. V'lidon b'chvodo, as we had earlier, that if somebody is marich a part of his body, then neshama shetuya bo. If somebody says, I want to give the erech of my finger, then he's chayav nothing. But if he says, I want to give the erech of my head, then he has to give the full erech, because that's b'chvodo. His kavod is this part of his body, and we say that he means the entire body. So too by damim. By damim too. If somebody wants to give the damim of a limb, that neshama tuya bo, then he would have to give the whole. So yachol nakish, so that's comparing damim to arachin. So you might think yachol nakish, arachin le damim. You might think the opposite, that also we compare arachin to damim, she yitin kishas nesina, that you go by how much money he has at the time that he's giving it. Right? Not by the shas haneder. You go by shas nesina. So we say, no, in that way you don't give your erech to damim, you go by the zmana erech, as we said, in terms of determining how rich he is, or, as our Mishnah says, how old the person is. Right, as Rashi says here, you take a shas asina, dibidamim shitalan diyasiv kishas asina, diyav. You always give a shas asina by damim, velo kishas neder. You don't go by the shas neder, you go by the shas asina. You figure out exactly how much he has. But maybe you would say that would go by erech and two, kamash malan not. Tosfos discusses, is this a svara, is this a pasuk? Okay. Says the Mishnah. Yom shloshim kelamate emena. Right, we know that the arachin go by a month to five to 20, etc. What if it's yom shloshim? I want to give his erech, and today is his 30-day-old birthday. So what is that? Kelamate emena? That's like nothing. Day 30 is like less than day 30, and therefore he's chayev nothing. Shnas Chamesh v'Shnas Esrim, but if somebody is in the Shnas Chamesh, that means when they are 4 years old and when they are 19 years old, in their fifth year and in their 20th year, Kelamata Mayhem, also there, that goes by Lakula, that goes by, well, not Lakula, it just goes by less than 5 and less than 20. Shneamar ben shishim shana v'mala. Because by shishim it says v'mala. Harayanu lemeidim b'kulan mishna shishim. And you compare all to shna shishim, says the Mishnah. Mashna shishim kelamata heimena. Just like shishim, it says shishim v'mala. But without the v'mala, we would have said just shishim is less. Avshas chamesh v'shas eshrim kilamata heimena. So too, in those years, the fifth year and the 20th year is kilamata. Says the Gemara, really? Hein, is that really true? Im asa shnas shishim kilamata mimena lahachmir. Fine, by shnas shishim, you go, make it go by the lower. That's lechumra, because the man is erech is more less than 60 than more than 60. Nasa shnas chamesh v'shas eshrim kilamata mimena lahakel. Would you go lahakel too? Right, so the Gemara is saying, if it's a drasha, maybe you should just compare it to chumra. Tamalomar, unusual for the Mishnah to give a lumdis like this, but here it does. Tamalomar, shana shana l'gzeira shava. So we compare all the years to each other. Mashana hamura b'shnas shishim kilamata. Afshana hamura b'shnas chamesh b'shnas eshrim kilamata. Mimenu ben lahaka ben lahachmir. Either lakula or lachumra, if it's during that year, you go by below. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Achiu Yiseiros Alashonim Chodesh V'Yom Echad. As we see, Rabbi Lazar has a different shita. Not only do you have to be in the age, you have to be 5 years old. You have to be 5 years old and 31 days. 5 years old and 31, and 20-year-old and 31 days. Rabbi Lazar learns that from a pasuk. So the Gemara says we have a Gzeira Shava comparing all of these items. Again, usually interesting, a Gzeira Shava compares different areas of halacha and different contexts. Here we have within the same area, within Arachin, we compare all of the ages 5, 20, and 60. Mufne, and this Gzeira Shava is totally open. De'ilo mufne yigilam ifrika de brachina, because if it wasn't mufne, you could have asked the kash on it that, oh, maybe only lechumra, you should compare an alakula. Shana shana yisei riksive. So it's totally mufne, it's extra, and that's why it is a strong zeirishava, and therefore, even if you have a svara, you cannot knock it out based on the svara. So says the Gemara, le'im asizu de lo karebi. Our Mishnah let us suggest the Mishnah that requires a pasik to teach me that shnas esrim is kilamata, so that's against Rebbe, because Rebbe says misvara di Rebbe amar adva ad bechlal. Rebbe says adva ad bechlal, and therefore the Mishnah requires a pasuk to say that it is kilamata. But without the pasuk, you would have said it's kilamala. What do you mean? It says up until five. It should be up according to Rebbe. It's up until and including, and up until and including. So even without a pasuk, you would know that five anything. Up to five is less than five. So even without the pasuk, the fact that the Mishnah requires a pasuk, if there's a shava to teach me it, it must be that it is against Rebbe, because Rebbe knows it even without the pasuk. Titania, where do we see that Rebbe holds ad va'ad bechlal? Titania, miyom arishon v'yad yom hashvi. One is allowed to eat chametz from the first day of Pesach until the seventh day of Pesach. Yochol rishon v'lo rishon bechlal, shvi v'lo shvi bechlal. You might think that rishon means, but don't include rishon, and shvi don't include shvi. Right, that there wouldn't be the Isser, Pashtus, on day one and day seven, but only in between. Ke'inyin shenemar mirosha v'adraglov, similar to what it says by Mitzorah, that if somebody gets saras all over his body, so then he is tahor, right, the amazing halacha, that if he has saras on 90% of his body, then he's tameh, but if he gets it all over, so then he's tahor. And the language used is mirosha v'adraglov, and we are going to learn that means not including. Rosho v'lo rosho b'chlal, raglo v'lo raglo b'chlal. So Rebbe says you might think that that's also Pesach tamalomar ad yom ha'echad v'esrim lachodesh b'erev, because it says, the Tanakhama says, it says up until the day 21, meaning all those days are asur and chametz. Rebbe omer eino tzarech. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says you don't need a makor for that. Rishon v'rishon b'chlal, shvi v'shvi b'chlal. So Rebbe says ad v'ad b'chlal is automatic. You don't need a pasuk. So question. So is our Mishnah against Rebbe, because our Mishnah requires a pasuk for that? We'll get back to the Havaminas, but let's just first finish the sentence. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tema Rebbe. Even Rebbe would agree in our Mishnah. Why shkuli mishkali kroy? The psukim by Arachin give opposite connotations. So even Rebbe would require to learn it from the Pesukim. Michti, Ksiv, one pasuk says, Mi ben Chodesh, V'ad ben Chamesh Shanim, which is up until, right, putting ben Chamesh Shanim less. Su, it says, Mi ben Chamesh, right, Lamali, right, it says ben Chamesh until ben Chav. So Hilka, Chishtak, Luhu. So you get different impressions from different Pesukim, so even Rebbe would require it. Stop there for a moment. What the Havamina that Chametz would not be Usra on day 1 and 7? Yes, Tosis. Bottom of Amud Aleph. Yim Tomar. Hechesh Alomar Kain. Vaksiv Shivas Yomim Tocha Matzos. 7 days to eat matzah. Matzah is the opposite of chametz. So what's the Havamina? V'yesh Lomar Delechiv Kareis Ka'amar. Sometimes there is an Isser without Kares, right? Erev Pesach, right? You can't eat Chametz already from Chatzos. Not clear that that's Kares, but there's an Isser. So, Tulchiv Kares Kamar. To Kares Bahai Kruxiv, Tichsiv Kiko Ochal Machmetzes, Venichrasa, Mi Yomar Ishon Ad Yomashvi, Mishim Hachi Maisi Tamalomar Ad Yomar Echaveshim Ba'erev, Faikra Kares Nami Ksivve. The discussion of the Gemara is also regarding Kares. That's what the two psukim quoted have to do with Kares. Right? Sometimes there are Isurim that are more Chamar and less Chamar. The Isur of Dam. Some Dam is Asur Daraisa and an Isur Kares. Some Dam is Asur Daraisa without an Isur Kares. Right? Another example that we mentioned before about different levels within the mitzvahs Daraisa. Good. So we ended up saying that the Mishnah could be like Rebbe as well. Omar Mar, finishing up, the Gemara assumed that by the Tzaras, whole body, it was not including the head and the toes. How do you know that? How do you know it's not including the head and the feet? Because in Ilchas Saras, the simanim on the body and the simanim on the head by the hair have different rules. Different rules in Ilchas Saras. So maybe we know. And in Yonit Saras is called a separate area. Because the pasuk says that Saras has to be shown to the eyes of the Kohen. And that's impossible here. Why? What's the problem? You can't see the head because the hair's on it. Right? You can't see the head. And you can't see the feet because, Rashi says, in between the toes. Can't see in between the toes. Rabbeinu Gershom, I'm sorry, the Shimon Gubetzis here, says that it's the bottom of the feet. The palms of the feet you can't see when a person's standing. So either way, it's excluded. So therefore, even though we know that halacha, if somebody gets saras all over their body, so then it is not saras, they're tahar. So that does not include the head and the feet. Interesting, one of the Bali Musters say, you know, is there a svar for that? Can we think of, you know, the message? So I once saw, I think Rav Sternbach might quote this in one of his svarim. What's, right, as we learned a couple of daf ago, Lashon Hara brings saras, one of the seven averis. What's Lashon Hara? I know one thing about a person, and that one thing I totally blow up, and I define the person based on that one thing. Based on that one idea, I label the person based on that one little idea. That's Lashon Hara, and that's Saras. Saras, you have one spot, and that one spot, we label the person as a Mitzora. Right? One little thing. But if the whole body is covered with Saras, then obviously it's something else. Because that's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara doesn't mean he's totally... It's only about labeling him based on something smaller. But if somebody has a whole body covered, then it's obviously some other type of illness. Good. Rabbi Elazar Omer Achiyu Yisei Razal Shanim Chodesh V'yom Echad. Rabbi Elazar, and the Mishnah said, has to be 31 days more than the cutoffs. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nemer Kan L'mala V'nemer L'halan Chodesh V'mala. It says here the word V'mala, and it says at the beginning of Bamidbar, when the Levium were counted, Chodesh V'mala. So Mala Halam Ben Chodesh V'yom Echad Afkan Chodesh V'yom Echad. So we compare just like there by the Levium, it was 1 month, 31 days more. So to here, we need 31 days more. V'yema Ki Hasam. Why don't we just compare it even further then? Ma Hasam Chad Yom Afkan Chad Yom. There it was 1 day more. V'mala is 1 day more. So here, why do you need 31 days more? Im King Zirashav Mayahani. No, it already says V'mala. So the Zirashav has to be teaching me something. Right, and therefore, right, Rashi says, below Xerashav Yadana Tachad Yoma Be'inon. The Vamaloksiv. I already know 1 day. So the Pasik by Bamidbar must be teaching me something. So we say it means a month and a day. Tana Rabban. Shana Ha'amura Bakachim. Shana Ha'amura, there's a year that's said by Kachim. Shana Ha'amura Bat Yerechoma. There's a year said by Halachas of selling a house in a walled city, which you're not allowed to be goled until after a year. You have to be goled within the first year, and if not, it stays. Shtei shanim shebe zeyachuza, you're not allowed to redeem the field within the first 2 years. V'shei shanim shebe eved ivri, v'chein shebe ben v'shebe bas. We'll see what that means. Kulan me'es leis. All of these go from the moment to the moment. It doesn't go by the calendaric day, but it goes by the me'es leis. The 15th at 12 o'clock today, the 15th next month or the next year at 12 o'clock today. Right? Rashi discusses this, okay, we don't have time to go into it right now. Rashi discusses this in Shmos when he discusses that the Jews were the same number by the census, 603,550, right? In Tishrei and in Iyar, they were the same in Shmos and in Bamidbar. So Rashi discusses this, how you calculate also. So now let's talk about each line of this brisa. Shana Amar B'Kachim Inalan. How do you know that the Shana by Kachim goes by Me'es La'es? The Shana that says, as Rashi says, it says, and by Mibrach HaFches, Kfasim B'nei Shana. right, by the Talmud. So, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kro Keves Ben Shnaso, Shnaso Shalom, Velo Shal Binyan Olam, Shnaso, his Shana, you go by his personal Shana and not by the Minyan HaOlam of the calendaric year. Shana, Amar Rav Bati Erechoma, how do you know when it comes to figuring out a year that a person who sells a house in a walled city, he has a 1 year to buy it back. And if not, it's Huchlat to the buyer. So, Dikhsev Ad Tom Shnas Memkaro. Memkar shelo, memkaro shelo, v'lo shana l'minyan olam. Good. There is a discussion the Ksos has based on Rishonim. It's called the sugya of Onis B'sof Hazman. Right? The Mishnah talks about when happens later on. That the seller, the buyers used to, on the last day, used to hide so that the sellers wouldn't be able to find them, and then they would come back the next day. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, you didn't buy it back, it's all mine. So Bezdin made a takana. Hillel made a takana that they could just put the money in the Bezdin and then go and take back their house. So that sugya is relevant to the sugya of Ones B'sof Hazman. If you waited to the last minute and then there's an Ones, is it your fault or not? I'm going to daven mincha. And then at the end there's an Ones. So can you do tashlumin? Is that called mazid? We assume it's shogeg. But either way. Number two. Number three, Shtei Shanim Shabashtei Achuz are the 2 years that you have before you buy back a field. Dechsev Mispar Shnei Tfuos Yim Karlach. In the number of Shnei Tfuos, the years of the Tfuos, meaning all the Tfuos in 2 years, Yim Karlach. Pamim Shadam Ochel Shalosh Tfuos Vishtei Shanim. It could be that there are three Tfuos. If you sell it at the moment that it's already ready to be cut, there could be three Tfuos in 2 years. Shei Shabeevet Ivri Dechsev Shei Shanim Yaavod Uvashviyis. The 6 years and the seventh. Zimnin, the Bishvias Nami Yavod. Sometimes it'll work out that the 6 years of an Eved Ivri is really 7 years. Why? Because if they crossed a calendaric year, then it could be Nechsha, the seventh year, for certain purposes. V'sheva ben v'sheva bas, kulan me'es la'es. V'sheva ben v'sheva bas, that is, goes by me'es la'es. What does that mean? Rav Mayhel Chasa, Amrav Gidal Marav, la'arachin. That's referring to arachin, right, for me'es la'es. You don't go by the year of 5 and 20, by minyanim shleimim, but you go by theirs. You go by me'es la'es. Rav Yosef Amar Lepirkin de Yotzei Dofan. It's for all the halachas of Yotzei Dofan. Yotzei Dofan is a parak in Meseches Nida that talks about the ages of a muflas la'ish, the ages for different halachas of nedarim and mitzvos. So that's what it's referring to. You go by me'es la'es. Amar Le'Avai Rav Yosef. So it's machlokas Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav Gidol Marav Rav Yosef. Amar Le'Avai Rav Yosef. Mipal Gisu. Do you argue? He asked Rav Yosef on Rav Gidol Marav, or are you just saying two different things? Amar Leilo, Ano Amar Chada, Amri Chada, Vu Amar Chada. No, we both agree. We're just saying that that statement can refer to two different things. Hachanami Mestav, it also makes sense. These Sakadadak Pligi, because if they argue, why would they argue? Man Damar La'archin, La'amar Liyosei Dofan. The one who says La'archin, Rav Gidol Marav, he would not agree to Rav Yosef that all the Shirim and Yosei Dofan go Meis Leis, Vi Amar Rav, Hilchasab, Bekula, Pirka, Meis Leis. So he would agree. So why Taka didn't he say it? One who says Arachim, why didn't he say Liyosei Dofen? Because he was just comparing it to the other things on the list. Mahanach Tiksiva, just like all the things on the list are Mefurish, Af Hanach Tiksiva. So to these are Mefurish, right? The ones in Yosei Dofen, those ages are not Mefurish in the Torah. The Idach. And what about, how would you answer that? If you go by the ones that are mefurish, hi shebeven v'shebebas, shebezachar v'shenekeva mibayale. If it refers to arachin, it should have said zachar nekeva. Why ben and bas? Those aren't the words for gender. Zachar nekeva. Umayshna nekeva dechi. So fine. The Gemara just now ends the perek with a separate drasha. Umayshna nekeva dechi miskana kaimatilsa. Why by a nekeva as she gets older? It goes down a third. A nekeva goes from 30 to 10. Umaisha zachar delakoya tilsa. And a zachar goes down worse. It goes from 50 to 15. Right? It goes down more than a third. Amar chizkiya, amri inchi. It's what people say. And Rashi quotes this ala Torah. Saba bebesa, pacha bebesa. If there's an elderly man in the house, it's a burden. It's a burden. Safta bebesa, sima bebesa. Sometimes an elderly grandmother, it's sima. Rashi says matmon. It's a treasure. She cholo litroch v'lasu malacha b'ziknusa. She could help out. She could give advice. Again, this is the Chazal about grandmothers and grandfathers. Either way, we should have proper covet for that as well. Okay, I'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue next time. Tomorrow, I might be putting up from the last cycle, but we'll see. We'll stop here.